Can I invite you to take your seats and to make yourself very comfortable? You might want to wiggle around just a moment and get into your comfy position because I'm going to tell you a story. So are you all sitting comfortably? Yes. Are you sure? Yes, just about. Brilliant. And hopefully there's going to be some pictures that go with our story. So we'll just wait for the first picture to come up and then I'll begin. Brilliant. So once upon a time, there was a king who lived in his castle, and it was a very nice castle, as you can see, a very big and grand castle. And this castle was placed in the most beautiful world. Here's the beautiful world that the castle was in. So there was amazing scenery like this, and there was also amazing mountains in the world where the king lived in his castle. It was the most beautiful world you could ever imagine. There were also great seas in the world where the king lived, and there were also all kinds of marvelous animals. We've already seen some animals this morning, but here are some more animals. This king thought that he was a really, really good king, but he didn't really care about his kingdom or any of the other people who lived in his kingdom. Instead, he just wanted to be rich and to lead a wealthy lifestyle. So to make the things he wanted, he decided to build really big factories like this. And to travel really fast, he built roads that looked a bit like this, a very complicated system of roads. He also built railways. And he also built airports so that he could fly wherever he wanted. And of course, this needed a lot of energy. So the king had to drill deeper and deeper for oil, and he had to build bigger and bigger power stations to make sure he had enough energy to do everything that he wanted to do. The king thought that life had never been better, but gradually his kingdom began to suffer. Very soon, large forests were felled and huge areas became like deserts. And then even the climate itself began to change. And as the climate changed, many people living in the same world as the king found that their lives became very difficult. Some people faced drought and they ran out of water to drink. And without clean water, many people became very sick. And at the same time, in other areas of the world, there were extreme weather conditions and there was flash flooding. With time, people began to feel very frustrated with the king. They didn't understand why he felt he could treat the world so badly and make sure that his life was so nice, whilst the world around him was being damaged and so many people were suffering because of it. So we're going to pause at this point in the story. And I just want you to turn to your neighbor or the people around you, and I want you to answer this question. Who does the king remind you of? You've got 1 minute just to turn to the people around you. Who do you think the king reminds you of in this story?